Hello, this is Tegan Gates calling.
Hey, Tegan, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Whereabouts are you?
I am in BC right now, Chetwynd, British Columbia.
Whereabouts is it?
So it would be up north by Fort St. John, Dawson Creek.
Okay.
That sort of area. I'm just visiting home right now for the next couple weeks. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. So I'm originally from here, but I live in Kelowna.
Okay, Kelowna.
Yeah. Columbia as well.
Yeah, I have a friend that lives out in Kelowna. It is beautiful.
Oh my gosh, it is.
Yeah,
unreal.
And I was lucky enough to tour through. I went through Victoria, Vancouver, drove through the Malahat, and stayed in Tofino for a little bit. And just beautiful.
You hit all the hot spots.
Yeah, it was an amazing tour.
Like, I actually haven't been to Victoria, but it's on my list.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so nice. I've been checking out your new tune, Fly Away Boy.
Yay, do you like it?
I love it. It's a great song.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm excited to feature it. What's the story behind your song?
Well, the story behind that song, I was seeing a boy in the Air Force. Mm. And that's kind of what the song is about. But, you know, when I wrote the song, I didn't want to touch too much on that point because I wanted everyone and anyone to be able to relate to it. So
yeah.
I only touched on that point a bit in the bridge when I talked about the red, white, and blue, just because it was important to me to put it in there a little bit. But, you know, it's basically about, you know, setting something free, and if it comes back to you, it was always yours, and if it doesn't, I guess it never was. And that was kind of what I wanted to get across in the song, and I feel like everyone in their life can kind of relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that song's about.
For sure. It's that old saying, if it's not meant to be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Set it free. If it comes back, it was always yours. If it wasn't, then it never was.
Exactly. Now, as a songwriter, where do you look to for your best inspiration?
Ooh, you know, I don't know. For me, as a songwriter, melody is key. So I always start off with trying to find a really good melody. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, for inspiration, I mean, there's so many artists out there that I love. Songwriters that I adore. Like, I don't know, Kacey Musgraves, I love her writing. It's just so unique. So she's a huge inspiration of mine. But really, I don't know what it's so crazy because I feel I have a hard time talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even right now, sometimes I feel like I have a hard time talking out loud or talking to people, but it's crazy when I start writing a song, how it can just pour out of me like that. Easy. Like nothing. It was like, that's my language, I guess, in life, is writing music. And for inspiration, I don't know, however it comes to me, it just comes to me.
Well, the pandemic kind of put a damper on live music and life in general. How have you dealt with everything going on?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. So, you know, when the pandemic started, I actually just got to Texas to release my record. But I kid you not, the day I got to Texas, I was like, are you serious right now? This sucks. I know. But, you know, I was quarantined with my manager at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a really good time for us to be innovative and creative.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really nice to be with somebody that, you know, was, you know, not going to let what was going on, like, affect me or her. And we just kind of, like, rose above everything, which was really nice. And for what I was doing at the time, it was a lot of like PR work, a lot of like pictures, a lot of that kind of stuff, interviews. So it didn't affect me all that much because I wasn't really doing shows at the time. But now at a time like right now, it's really hard because now my album's out and I'm like, oh, I would love to be doing shows. But you know, again, it is what it is. Shows are slowly starting to come back, just small, but you know what, that's fine. And everything happens for a reason. Like, I'm home right now, I'm visiting family. And I am thinking out of the box, and I am getting writing done. And so in ways, like, you just got to look at the bright side of everything. So good things are still happening, and I just got to look at it that way.
They are for sure. Now, one of the popular things to do during the pandemic has been shopping. What have you bought way too much of?
Well, I just went to West Edmonton Mall. yeah, I just went to West Edmonton Mall last weekend, and I had a heyday in there. And you know what? No regrets. I don't even care. It was so nice to be in a mall, and I just... anything I thought, like, I even got home and I was like, was this really that cute? I don't even know if this was that cute, but I got it anyway, so I don't even care. And I've been living out of a suitcase for the last few months, too, just because I've been in the States, and then I was in Kelowna, and now I'm home. And so I've been in a suitcase, so I feel like I've had no clothes because I just left clothes everywhere. So I feel like I've been living in my merch clothes for the last few months. So I'm like, I deserve this.
You do. But it's funny how everything looks so much better in the store lighting.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely how they get you. Tegan, what do you have in the works now?
Currently, right now, I'm always writing. I am planning a release party for my album next month in Kelowna at the Barn Owl Brewery. We're that's under works right now, just trying to figure that all out. And then I'm wanting to record another single this summer, so that is being planned out right now as well. And other than that, just PR work, you know, working with a radio tracker. He's great. I've just been trying to, like, get out there and talk to as many people as possible, get as many interviews out there as possible. So that's kind of what I've been doing right now. A lot of networking, you know, keeping up on socials, just trying to keep, you know, I just don't want to, like, fade away in everything right now. Social media is a huge platform, and I'm just trying to use it as much as possible right now.
Makes sense. Now, speaking of social media, how can fans find you?
Well, I just got a TikTok.
Oh!
About a month ago, and I am having one heck of a time on there, I tell you. Oh my gosh, it's so much fun. So I've been doing, I finally got TikTok, so I've been putting music on there along with everything else that along goes with TikTok. It's quite funny. And then I have Instagram, which I constantly post on there about music. I have a YouTube channel. You can follow me on my YouTube channel. You can follow my fan page on Facebook. And if you just look up Teague and Gaze on any of it, you can find me, or TeagueXO. That's my little username for some of my platforms. But I also have Twitter. I have it all.
Well, Tegan, thank you so much for your time today. Love the new single, Fly Away Boy. Can't wait to hear more from you. And if you ever find yourself on the East Coast, I want you to know my studio door is always open for you to come in for a face-to-face chat.
Wow, I would love that. I think I might have to make a trip. That's wonderful.
Well,
radio tour.
Yes, do it. Do it. Would love to have you on the East Coast.
Oh, perfect. Well, if you're ever in Kelowna, you let me know.
I will for sure. Tegan, thanks you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate this. And you have a wonderful day. Thanks for spinning my song.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Thank you.